Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Into Tomorrow continues our solid coverage of CES from Las Vegas. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And we've got at least 3 weeks worth of coverage. So there's something for everyone and then some. We got a lot of cool stuff that we ran across that we're absolutely excited to share with you. So we hope that you take a moment and visit us at intotomorrow.com anytime, especially if you miss all 3 hours of the show for the next 3 weeks or so. And see all the interviews, hear all the radio segments. It's all there for you. And again, it's at intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.
This portion of our CES special and launch of our 27th season is brought to you by SingStation. Everyone can be a star. Visit SingStationKaraoke.com. By IFA 2022, the epicenter for emerging tech trends and mobility solutions. Check out IFA-Berlin.com. And by BenjiLock. The key is at your fingertips. Check out BenjiLock.com.
How about some roof-integrated solar options for you as a homeowner? Our next guest has got you covered, doing some very cool things with technology and solar. He is the president of GAF Energy, or do you say GAF? GAF,
no,
I guess, right?
GAF.
Good. Martin DeBono. Martin, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, because we talk, obviously, a lot more the last few years about solar, and especially those of us in Miami are doing a lot more. I've been looking into it for the last couple of years, and to be honest, it's so hard to find out who's legit, who's not, who's really going to do you a favor, who just wants your money. I mean, we should talk a little bit about that, too. I mean,
Absolutely. How
do you trust an industry that, unfortunately, some bad apples have nearly ruined for others?
It's a total tragedy about what some actors have done. And I think what you have to look at is who are local installers that have a reputation, a tie to the community, that have been around for 20, 30 years.
And you get recommendations from neighbors or friends or family.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So when you go solar, just like anything else, buyer beware. But there's a lot of benefits for solar. And the reason it's so popular is because of those benefits.
Such as?
So it can save you money, right? The electricity you can generate saves you money every month on your electric bill. Or alternatively, if you get solar, you can turn that air conditioning just a little bit cooler without it hitting you in the pocketbook.
Nice. And, you know, I'm always talking on the air about our power company, FPL, which I'm pretty sure stands for Florida Plunder and Loot. the fact is, I've been desperately wanting to say, you know what, let me cover my own power.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's that option to give back to the power company. What the heck with them? But at least there's that. What is that called again? If you have more than you need, you can...
It's called net energy metering.
There you go.
Metering sits back. But you talk about Florida Power and Loot. Here's what's really interesting. Fossil fuel-based electricity goes up with inflation.
Sure.
Right? Whereas solar power is a technology-based solution, and it comes down. So the power that you're generating from your solar panels is less expensive than the power that you have to buy from the utility.
Wow. So these days, with inflation hitting us all hard, is really a good time to invest in solar then?
Absolutely. This product I have here is warranted for 25 years.
Wow.
And so...
It'll outlive me.
No. That is impossible. But that's important because it lasts for 25 years. So you buy it today, and think about it, if inflation comes on at 6% for 25 years, your power bill is going to be $1,000.
But
if you generate your own electricity, it's locked in at what you paid for it in 2022.
Oh, man, I'm loving it. And now you have a sample panel here because, yes, as I understand it, you can essentially replace one's roof with, yeah, solar. And, boy, you talk about the ability to now have plenty of solar power and energy for your own house. If you're replacing an entire roof, that sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, well, before we got on the show, you were talking about what do I do with solar panels. One of the biggest impediments to going solar is existing solar is kind of ugly. You have these,
yeah,
you have these big flat screen TVs. They're highly reflective.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They're like big 65-inch TVs that are on your roof and bothering the neighbors' windows.
And they're going to blow off in the first hurricane.
Oh, God forbid. But yeah.
What we have is the first nailable solar shingle. It goes on as your roof. So it is both power and it's your roof. And it nails down. It looks great. It's in line with your roof. And so the first benefit to a lot of people is it looks great.
Yeah.
And so why not get something that looks great? And then, of course, another benefit is it generates electricity,
yeah,
reduces your costs, and allows you to also minimize your impact on the environment.
Sure. Yeah. And, I mean, let's face it, a lot of folks, that's a concern that is perhaps even more of a priority for them,
absolutely,
than otherwise saving money, though I personally can't imagine that. But yeah, let's face it, a lot of folks say, hey, wait, I'm all for helping the environment,
yeah,
so let's go this route. Now, this is something that would you have to replace an entire roof?
Yes. So the model here is when you're getting a new roof, put solar on the roof. And the reason that makes sense is it's one project for the homeowner. And the other reason is if you were to put solar on an existing roof, you can only do that by drilling holes in your existing roof.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen, forget the hurricanes, it's going to rain, it's going to leak.
Yeah.
So
nothing could possibly go wrong, right?
And the fact of the matter, most roofs need to be replaced in 25 years. And in the United States, about 5% to 10%, no, 5% of the housing stock has their roof replaced each year.
Wow.
And it's a great time for someone to put solar on.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, in my community, we were talking before we went on the air, I have a Mediterranean style look throughout the community. And of course, we have standards we have to maintain,
yes,
with the HOA, and I'm the president of that. So I can't do something that we can't let others do. And you mentioned that at least not yet you're able to do things with barrel tile. So
yeah,
I'm limited there. I can't use your system. But can you do something with just a flat roof even? Because
so,
there's a big part of my home,
yeah,
the Florida room, if you will, that's,
yeah,
just a flat roof because it was an addition. And I'd love to get some energy,
yeah,
on my flat roof. Can you do something like that?
Not today. We require a minimal slope, right?
You, well, I would let you do it next week. It doesn't have, yeah, to be today.
No.
But a minimal slope.
A minimal slope, right? Remember, this is the roof, and it's designed for water shedding. And so you want to have a minimal slope on it.
Okay.
So for anybody who has a shingle roof today, this is a fantastic option to replace with.
Gotcha. Now, when my contractor did put it up, he did say there is a slope because we don't want rain puddling.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's enough of a slope.
Yeah.
But it's certainly something to look into.
Absolutely.
And I get your point, and I hear that if you're replacing your roof, now's the time, right?
Absolutely.
Now, show us this panel. Those listening, yeah, on the radio, visit us at intotomorrow.com and check out the video, and you'll see Martin demoing this. We're tying you up in the headset mic there. There you go. So this is the panel that would be on,
yeah,
the roof. Certainly not ugly, but you can see the built-in solar stuff.
Yeah.
And then you would be putting
the next one
panel
on top
here.
Of it,
and
the
so
next
forth.
One, so on and so forth.
Wow.
So what's, and then these are really simple to, what happens is this one that's longer one,
uh-huh,
comes off and connects to the one below it.
Oh, okay.
And this next one above it, and then we put a cover on.
Gotcha.
So you can't see it. But what's really cool is this material,
mm-hmm,
right? So I mentioned the flat screen TV effect. You can feel this. There's a nice texture to it.
Yeah.
It's a special material we invented. It allows you to walk on it. It helps blend in. So obviously you're looking at it straight on, but when you see it from the street, it looks very, very similar to the surrounding shingles. So the solar disappears.
Nice. And yeah, it doesn't seem, even under our hot, bright TV lights,
right, it doesn't.
It's not reflective. It's not a glare. It's not something that is like going to bother the neighbor.
Aesthetics are super important.
Sure.
And finally, it's a Class A fire rating. Now, I know in Florida, you don't have to worry about fires as much as we do out on the West Coast, but you want to make sure that should something happen,
yeah,
it's safe. So
wow,
it looks great. It produces energy, waterproofs your home. And the last thing I'll say, it has a fantastic warranty. For 25 years, it'll protect, we warrant the product, but also workmanship. So if your roof leaks or if the power is not what we promised you, you can call us up as a manufacturer and we'll take care of it for you.
Oh my gosh, I'm loving that. So that's where GAF Energy makes the difference. And
yeah,
how do you price this sort of thing then?
Yeah.
The square footage type,
yeah, yeah,
thing?
Well, there's two components to the price. The first, well, there's three components. One is how much square footage.
Yeah.
The second is the complexity of the roof. So you mentioned you have a Mediterranean type style roof. It probably has a nice lot of gables or curves,
yeah,
or
a couple of peaks, you
exactly,
know, that sort of,
yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
So that adds to it. And then of course, how much power you want to get out of it, right? So depending upon if you want to just maybe you have
I want to replace FPL.
Replace FPL. So then that's another factor. But gotcha. What's great is when you do solar as part of the roof, mm-hmm. People should remember there's an investment tax credit. So the government will help.
And that's still in effect, right?
That's still in effect.
See, some of the solar companies that I've made the mistake of communicating with, hurry, it's expiring last November. You've got to make a decision. Really? I never saw that anywhere else.
You should not feel pressure. If you feel pressure, you're dealing with the wrong company. Here's the other thing I'll tell you. Two more things. One, we go to market through GAF Roofing Contractors. GAF, which is our sister company, has been around for over 100 years.
Good.
So we're not going to do anything that's a short term.
And you're not out of the woodwork like a lot of these other little solar companies that,
And then by going to market with local roofing contractors, they breathe the air you breathe. They drink the water you drink. They're locals that want to make sure that they get their leads by referral. Mm-hmm. So these big solar companies that haven't been around very long, they're in it for a quick buck. But when you work with GAF Energy and GAF Contractors, you rest assured, we've been around for 100 years. In fact, the owners of the company, so it's one of the largest privately held companies in the world, are also spend time in Florida. So we want to make sure we do good by our neighbors.
You do a good job. And real quick, by price comparison on average, how does it compare with solar panels otherwise that people may be looking into or pricing? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
So we mentioned that this is a product when you need to replace your roof, you put it on. If you were to replace your roof with a new roof and then put solar panels on top of it, this would be equivalent in price. But the benefit is it's a far superior product. It looks better, and it's going to be a lot safer. And by that, I mean your home roof is not going to leak. So this is priced comparable, and that's really the innovation. And the reason we're able to price it comparable to traditional solar is it goes on so fast. It's allowed to integrate with the roof, and it allows the same crew that does your roof to do your solar. That produces economics that allows us to give our customers a superior product at a similar price to the competition.
And you have the credibility and you have the responsibility.
We have the responsibility.
And that gives me, as a homeowner, the warm fuzzies.
100%. Right?
That I should have.
We don't. People need to feel comfortable with their purchases.
Yeah.
We can't do anything that would sully the reputation of a 100-some-odd-year-old company.
Yeah, they'd shut you down in a heartbeat. So much for being a division. No, go away. You're obviously going to maintain standards. So.
100%.
Love it. All right. Well, launching the world's first nailable solar shingle, you got to check out GAF.energy. Very cool domain. Imagine that.
Yes.
GAF.energy. We'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Martin DeBono is the president of GAF Energy. We appreciate you spending some fun time with us, bringing one of the big panels to show us. It really show and tell on the radio, but especially on our video, makes a big difference. Yeah. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline. During our 27th year launch this week, bringing you the latest in consumer tech. Do stay tuned. There's much more to come from CES, the 2022 edition, right here on the Advanced Media Network.